What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
We're live from a rainy buoy where the Chesapeake Bay Sox are playing to play the Erie Seawolves later this evening. We'll be joined by Brandon Butterworth at 4:15. We're joined by Jaron Watts Brown just a few minutes ago. Seems like a great kid, pitching prospect they got in the Sir Anthony Dominguez. The Orioles currently lead the Mariners 5-0. You heard it in Bones update. Tomoyuki Sugano, 5 1/3, 3 hits, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. Orioles, it's the go-go O's, Jason. They got a run on a wild pitch. They had a double steal. Ryan Mountcastle stole home. Jeremiah Jackson RBI base hit. Gunnar Henderson RBI double, and then Mounty a sac fly. And they're in position, assuming the rain stops, to get 2 of 3 from the red-hot Seattle Mariners.
Look, we can go back to last night and the ninth inning, and it's like, all right, they did some interesting things here. They fought their tails off. The bullpen probably blew this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting there in the middle of the ninth, kind of like, why? I'll be honest, why am I... Why am I watching? Why am I putting myself through this again?
What else are you going to watch?
Right? And then Jackson Holliday has an elite at-bat against one of the nastiest relievers in the game, and they have their first walk-off of the season,
mm-hmm.
and they're celebrating like a bunch of kids, which is what they are, but you don't see that very often.
No.
Because the last 14 months have been pretty barren around here. And so you kind of like – and I'll be honest, during the rain delay – they're showing one of the first games with the when they got old Mr. Splash out there. And you're listening to Ben and
Kevin Brown
talking about this newfangled thing and people getting squirted at a ball game. And those sort of bookends were like, man, that's what this thing is like when it's right around here. You know, the pregame stuff where the game's delayed and watching that throwback game. And then sitting through the reality of, like, wasted at-bat after wasted mm-hmm. at-bat and, like, oh, my God. This
wasting
is
Trevor Rogers.
Why? The 7 through 9 guys in this lineup, why are they here? This is really the best we can do. And then to have Jackson Holliday, who's been mired in a pretty big funk, win that ball game for them in that fashion, it's like you're reminded of the beauty of baseball. But it also is bittersweet for me. And even what they're doing today and winning this series against the Mariners, it's like we just had Tony Gwynn on. And we're going around all these different teams. These teams are so effing flawed. Like, there's the one alleged super team, the Dodgers, can't beat the Angels right now. You know what I mean? Like, that's the climate we're living in. And for us to have regressed that far, it stings.
Well, look at this series alone. The Mariners are trying to play games deep into October. Ryan Mountcastle in the first game of this series came this close to having the Orioles' first walk-off.
Yeah.
They walked it off last night. And, of course, they're leading 5-0. The starting pitching's been fantastic throughout this entire series. But I also want to point out, in a more crazy baseball is baseball, Dylan Carlson with 2 hits, and he ended up being the winning run after having that 0-for-35 that he recently snapped.
Yeah, he the last time he got a hit was the last time the Orioles had a walk-off. It was September 19th of last year. But, yeah, it is frustrating to watch on a nightly basis. And I think what happened late in this game, and I know you're going to be talking about it more next segment, TMI, but the continuing brilliance of Trevor Rogers, who somehow – going 7 innings, and by the way, speaking of Jackson Holliday, you got to get in front of a ground. But when the infield's in, you got to keep the ball in front of you.
Like he knew it.
He tried to backhand that ball, and like that's not professional grade. Alas, Trevor Rogers went 7, gave up 1. Like he continues to be absolutely brilliant on the mound.
And Ken, before the Jackson Holliday misplay, you had Daniel Johnson playing that ball horribly off the wall, which led
Made
to the
triple
by Julio.
Yeah, Julio, who almost hit that ball off the ground.
just crunched
the center field. It's like, holy crap. But Trevor Rogers, like, and you're watching him, and at times you see him, And Jason, I know you watch it with this kind of eye, so I assume you're going to agree with me. But the way he sets up hitters now with for that changeup, like it's just, it's like, where was this guy a year ago? Like that guy, well, he's so mentally locked in now.
I don't care about the past anymore. We're now talking about, 11-12 game sample size. That's a third of a season. Like if you got a guy making 33, 34 starts, that's hitting the post. So we're a third of the way there. They need to have a plan with him. They need to love him up and find a way to buy at least another year or two of his service. That needs to be something that happens in this moment. The weird reality for them right now is we're in another one of these little kind of pockets where.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Starting pitching is actually not, like, the starting pitching is not the problem.
Mm-hmm. It's been really good.
The problem is run production and bullpen. But, like, Sagano is now settled. And he's obviously not going to come back in this game, like, with the rain delay. But he was – that's a great Seattle lineup. He really wasn't – it was unencumbered. Yes. He wasn't dealing with a lot
not
of –
not much stress.
No. Drama-free, which for him is important. So, I don't know if it was the trade deadline that got to him or whatever, but he settled down. Dean Kramer's having his best season.
Yes.
And Trevor Rogers has got a 1.4 ERA or whatever, 1.14, whatever the hell it is.
1.43.
He's been Bob Gibson for a third of a season. Like, that all of a sudden has stabilized some things.
Here's a crazy thing. So our friend of the show, IA Hall of Famer Jacob Calvin Meyer, tweeted this out about 4 hours ago. The most valuable seasons by BWAR from Orioles starting pitcher since 2017.
This blew my mind, yeah.
Kyle Bradish is first at 4.8. John Means second at 4.4. Trevor Rogers at 3.8 is third. He's made 11 starts.
Well, it's 11. It's 11 starts. It's Sandy Koufax.
I know, but it shows you just how good it is that he's sitting there. He's ahead of John Means in 2021 at 3.6 and Corbin Burns last year at 3.5.
Now, again, we keep saying he's not going to have a 1.4 ERA all year. Well, but then he keeps doing it. But at some point, he won't. But, like, are the wheels turning the way they should be in the warehouse? Like, are they inviting his agent to town and putting him up in the Four Seasons for a weekend and saying, you know, let's find some
done.
Real time to get something significant done here. Let's find a sweet spot. We get it. You probably don't want to sell 3 or 4 years of service time based off of his age, how much time he's pissed away the last few years, and, you know, and the fact he's only 1 year away from free agency. But is there some sort of middle-of-the-road contract that at least binds him here with team options through 2028 or something like that? Like, are they trying to thread that needle? Are they urgently creative? Are they ever urgently creative?
If you aren't aggressively trying to thread that needle, that's malpractice for the GM. Now is the time to go. You haven't had this type of dude, and especially a left-handed guy. Like, yes, you need to be having these conversations.
And I didn't even include in there, Povich looks like a major league starter.
Yes, he does.
So, like, the starting route, despite whatever, Eflin never going to pitch again. Well, he wasn't doing anything.
Hey, he wants to come back.
That's great. No thanks.
He wants to come back,
guy with
Jason.
General soreness. We saw that with an older guy with a back. No thanks. When it's good for a minute. When it's bad forever. Like, but all of a sudden, again, I feel like this rotation is kind of, it's not only not the problem, it's what's kept them competitively. They're not getting blown out every night. So it's kept them at least playing relatively competitive baseball during a period of 10 games in which they scored 24 runs.
Hey, let's look at the flip side of this coin really quickly. And we talk about the volatility of bullpens all the time and why you want to sell high on a bullpen arm when he's doing well. We were talking about Felix Patisse in real time. Yunir Cano was once one of the best bullpen arms in baseball. He was an all-star as a setup man. He's awful.
Like, you're going to tell me that we don't, like, Rosny Contreras or whoever. Like, I don't. They moved on from Cino Perez, and, right, they loved him because he was back with them in the Astros.
Yes.
But, like, eventually this stuff runs its course. Like, him And look, if you want to keep pretending this Corbin Martin is a thing, but like there's a couple of like it's time
Dietrich
to
ends.
It's time to reshuffle that day. He's
he's
been fine. Yeah, like I'll wait. For, like look, the other shoe will drop there, but yeah. Until it does, yeah. He's fine.
You let it ride.
But like, yeah, I think they should reshuffle their bullpen deck before they get on that plane. But I don't know that they are.
We are live from Bowie, Chesapeake Bay Sox. We're sitting here. We're inside, thank God, because it is pouring outside.
We're covered.
Yeah, we are undercover as the Bay Sox are taking on the Erie Seawolves, who are the best team in this league. Later this evening, Brandon Butterworth, one of the prospects the Orioles got in the deal from the Padres where they traded Laureano and O'Hearn to San Diego, joins us at 4:15. But coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI, TAM, what you got?
Yeah, we're going to dive deeper into the Trevor Rogers of it all and also touch on Dean Kramer, who's on pace. Hey, it's kind of a throwback to Jordan Lyles for the boys. He's on pace to set a career high in innings pitched. We'll get into it next on The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.